with a vision. You know your vision is good. How do we know that you're pregnant with a vision? Because visionaries are like pregnant women. Now, one of the visions I'm pregnant with is to see revival break forth in the land. It will happen in the name of Jesus. And so each one of us must have a vision that we are pregnant with. Now, it could be personal, it could be family, it could be extended, it could be the neighborhood, it could be the nation, and so on. Now, Proverbs 29, verse 18, I read, where there is no vision, look at it, the people would perish. So that any man or woman that doesn't have a vision is heading for destruction. Where there is no vision, the people will perish. Any church that doesn't have a vision is heading for destruction. Any individual that doesn't have vision is heading for destruction. It's there in your Bible. Where there is no vision, the people will perish. Any family that doesn't have a vision is heading for destruction. So how do we know that you have a good vision or a vision that can change the world? Number one is that vision must be from God. We've mentioned that vision must be God-driven. Number two is that vision gives direction for your life. That means it shapes everything you do. It shapes the activity of your life. For instance, you can say you have a vision of becoming a world-renowned, you know, doctor or evangelist doctor, that you want to be healing people. Yet, the direction you are going is the direction of an engineer. There are two directions. Is that vision gives you direction, which path to go, which path you should go. For instance, to all our children in the house, and to all our young adults, the direction God is leading you to, those are areas you should look out for to volunteer. For instance, if God is leading you to the medical line, to the health, why not look for opportunity to volunteer in hospitals, in health, you know, health-related facilities? If you are volunteering at a football match or hockey, this thing, there's nothing wrong in that. But it's not aligning with your vision. That's the problem. And so, and it has the power to alter the direction of your life. And so the direction you see yourself going, that's the direction you prepare yourself towards. So whatever direction God is leading you to, then look for opportunity in that area. There's many opportunities all over the world, especially this part of the world. And you know what? Number two this month is that as we press into the year 2024, the sky is open for everybody. That's why believers must not compete with each other. God is open. He said, call upon me. He didn't say only the pastor. He didn't say only the ministers or the worker. Everybody should call upon him. So now, one of the reasons we are engaging in these 14 days of glory is that we may seek direction for 2024. Lord, what do you want to do with our life? It was during the 14 days of glory of last year that God said, this year in Jesus, I will do greater exploits. And it's coming to pass. We are all seeing it. So that means if we didn't pray and fast that last year, God will probably not speak about the year 2023. And so now we have about 7 more days to the end of the prayer and fasting. What is God saying to you so far? What is God speaking to your ear that you know that it is God speaking? Hold on to it. In the year 2024, be vision-driven. Let everything you do align with what God wants to accomplish with your life. Number three is that your vision must be bigger than yourself. Any vision that is not bigger than yourself, there is not a vision. It's not a vision. Because vision usually will require help from God and from men. So vision will usually require any big vision that will change the world must be such that requires the help of God and the help of people. And when you secure the favor of God, then it is done. People will definitely favor you. And so number three is that vision, your vision must be bigger than yourself. It must be vision that is even beyond your imaginations. So if your vision is not, it's just something you can do, then you can accomplish all by your strength, then it is not from God. It's probably from your thinking. So I want you to seek in God in this 14 days of glory rather, and say, Lord, what is the vision you have for my life as the year comes to an end? I want you to bow down your head this morning and talk to God. Where there is no vision, the people perish. I didn't write it. The Bible is the word of God. Anybody that doesn't have a vision is heading for destruction. So I want you to cry to God this morning. Lord, I thank you for sending your word unto me. I thank you for your word unto me this blessed morning. Lord, I thank you for the visions that you have for my life. And then your next prayer point is very simple. Lord, what is your plan for me in 2024? Open my eyes to see. Before the year comes to an end, 2023, what else do you want me to do? What do you want me to see? That simple prayer, if somebody prays that prayer with all his heart, with all her heart, I know God will answer your prayer. And I know between now and the evening, you'll be coming to even testify to the glory of God. So go ahead and talk to God. You have the word of God. You have the prayer point. First, thank him for the word and all the visions that have come to pass. And then secondly is, Lord, what do you have for me in the year 2024? What do you have for my family? What do you have for your church? Go ahead and make that your prayer. Are you here this morning? You are not born again. I want you to know that Jesus loves you. He cares for you. I want you to surrender your life to him. As you surrender your life to him, he shall be well with you. Now, if you want to pray that prayer, just say, Lord Jesus, I come to you today, sinner. Please forgive me my sin. Write my name in the book of life in Jesus' name. As many that have prayed this prayer, your sins are forgiven you. Today mark the beginning of a new dawn in Jesus' mighty name. Go ahead and pray. Father, I thank you. I give you the glory. I thank you for what you have done. I thank you for all the vision you have brought to pass. Lord Jesus, I'm grateful, particularly in this year. You have honored your word. You have honored your word. You have honored your word. We are grateful. I am very, very grateful. I am very, very grateful. I am thankful, Lord, for what you have done. Lord, open my eyes to see it. That which you want to do in the year 2024, rather. Lord, open my eyes that I may see. Like you have always been doing, like I've always enjoyed your mercy, open my eye to see that which you have for me and for my household, for your church, for your people, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray also that please open the eyes of your children. No one shall be visionless among us. No one shall be visionless among us. In that anyone heading in the wrong direction, Father, redirect them. Redirect them. At today's Holy Ghost service, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, let there be signs and wonders. Anyone who woke up with one sickness or evil dream this morning, Lord, let such evil dream be terminated in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Stretch forth your hand. Father, I praise your name this morning for what you have done. I thank you for answers to our prayers. You are the God who is able to give vision. You gave vision unto Abraham. You said he should look to the north, to the south, to the east, to the west. And that where he saw the sole of his feet, as far as he could see, that he has given it to him and to his descendant. Today, we are the descendant of Abraham. We are still possessing the world because one man saw. I pray, Father, please open the eyes of your children in the mighty name of Jesus. Receive grace to see, even with the eyes, your inner eyes, in the name of Jesus. I pray for you, your ears be open to hear the voice of God in these 14 days of glory in the name of Jesus. Every blockage of the ear, every blockage of the eye, every blockage of the mind, I command them to be removed now in the name of Jesus. Amen. You are here this morning, your mind is not settled. Your mind is just running to and fro, panicking. God said I should tell you to put your mind at rest. put your mind at rest. Everything that you have set that heart on, that desire of yours, it shall go well in the name of Jesus. Father, by the time we gather this evening, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' most powerful name, we have prayed. Amen. Brethren, as we share the grace, don't forget, tonight is very special. Don't miss it for any reason. Come in person. We are coming to share testimony, to hear the word of God, to praise God, and to pray, most importantly. So come tonight. Come share your testimony. We will trust God to be able to give as many people opportunity that have testimony this evening. Please come and invite somebody. Don't come empty-handed. Make sure you tell somebody, and Jesus will do the rest. Let's share the grace together. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.